28.
There was a time I was interested in politics and the environment and social movements, a time where I thought I could make a difference. I distinctly remember how quickly that interest faded in the face of reality. The reality of bills and children and work. At the time I thought I was giving something up. Now I realize that I was being gifted with the acknowledgement of concerning myself with only the things I could control.
Charles took the time to go to the tree line to pick up some wood to whittle, and sat in his rocking chair, whittling away. This time he was picturing a lizard, but for some reason it was coming out as more of a horse.
Out of practice, I guess.
Charles kept whittling and started humming an old tune that he doubted many would know. Really, he was killing time, waiting for whoever would be coming by to build onto the cabin. It was on his third carving, a boat that looked closer to a bird, that he noticed the woman coming out of the woods. Wearing dark leather and a black hooded cape, she was doing some kind of hunched-over tiptoe as she came closer. Charles had tried to ignore her, but it was so painful to watch, he eventually felt he had to say something.
"What the hell are you doing?"
Charles demanded.
"Whoever this was, she's interrupting my quiet time. I need to get her to leave."
The woman paused in whatever slow-moving interpretive dance step she involved herself with as she looked around to see if there were folks around her. Charles, for his part, just kept staring at her.
"So it's true," she whispered.
Next, she rushed forth and knelt on one knee before Charles. Green eyes peeked up from under brunette hair at him as she spoke.
"Master, I am but a beginning thief and humbly ask for your training."
"Eh?"
Charles was flabbergasted.
"What the hell is this? Training who on what?"
It didn't make any sense to Charles.
"Only a master thief such as yourself could have seen through my shadow cloak skill. I beg for the chance to learn anything you may teach me," the woman said, while still kneeling.
Now Charles was at an impasse. He knew that he already had folks working on coming to fix up the house. His plan was then to award them a quest to keep other idiots like the samurai from coming by to bother him. So having such an idiot show up before his plan was ready was not what he was expecting to deal with. Charles needed time to consider what to do with the woman and what to do if more showed up. It didn't take him long to reach a brilliant and decisive course of action.
"Go away,"
he grumped.
"Please, master. I will do anything. I need to learn."
The woman started tearing up before him, but Charles was an old man who had been married and had 2 daughters and 2 sons. He knew a manipulation tactic when he saw one.
"Go away,"
he said again, making a shooing motion. He thought about reaching for his stick, but the memory of earlier was still with him.
"No, my wife wouldn't want me smacking young folks around until they deserved it more."
She didn't say anything else, but she didn't budge from her spot either, so Charles went back to whittling. Eventually, after 6 more carvings, he noticed she was still there.
"Eh? Still here?"
he asked, a little surprised.
"Yes, master. I am ready to learn," the woman said excitedly.
"Huh. Maybe too excitedly. If she's been sitting there all that time, she probably needs to go potty."
Then the thought struck Charles.
"Wait, I've been playing for days and haven't had to go to the restroom."
Charles's evaluation of the game immediately went through a qualitative improvement.
"This game is something special."
But like all things, the excitement of the realization didn't last. This left Charles with an annoyance in the form of a kneeling woman.
"How can I get her to leave me alone?"
His gaze started wandering around the clearing in the porch.
"Fetch wood? No, she'd be done quickly. Plant grass in those burn spots? No, she'd still be here. And I bet she couldn't do it quietly. I need something to get her far away from here."
That's when his eyes fell on a cup at the table beside him. It was an ordinary wooden cup, well made, but not decorative. However, something about it triggered Charles to remember an old woman he met on the way out of the capital, an old woman he owed some payback.
"Okay,"
Charles said. The woman jumped up and fist-pumped the air before calming down.
"Master, what can you teach me?"
she asked. Charles did his best stern frown. He wasn't sure if he pulled it off with the face wrinkles he had now, but he hoped he did.
"I need you to look for the stinkiest, smelliest, most disgusting animal you can find in these woods and trap it."
The woman, who was nodding along happily through the first few words, grimaced when he said the word stinkiest, and her expression only worsened as he kept on.
"That's a good sign."
"Master, you want a stinky animal?"
"Oh, no. You're to take this animal and stick it inside the house of an old woman named Grandma Thetel. Now here's the important part."
He paused to make sure she was listening. Young people don't like to listen much, as they always have things to do, so he learned a long time ago to pause and make sure.
You are not to ever mention I told you to do this. Ever. To anyone."
The grimace on her face disappeared as she seemed to examine some quest screen with wide eyes. She was about to speak, to ask questions or say something, but Charles felt his good deed for the day was done.
"Now go away. Don't come back either,"
he said, once again making shooing motions. After she left, Charles heaved a satisfied sigh and went back to whittling. He only ended up needing to issue that quest 3 more times before the workers showed up to build his cabin.